This is Conor Lennon from UN News. The United Nations is leading efforts to tackle the measles epidemic in the Democratic Republic of Congo, despite ongoing violence in the northeast, where there's also the second deadliest Ebola virus disease outbreak on record. In an interview with Daniel Johnson from UN News, health specialist Jerome Pfaffmann from UN Children's Fund UNICEF describes how the agency is ramping up support to those in need.
So the urgency in the response in Ituri as well as in North Kivu is that the population is facing very complex public health crisis. Ebola is a major one, of course, and that is what is constraining all the other responses that are usually in place to respond to other disease or threats to children. So what we are facing now, this measles outbreak that has been ongoing in Bunia and in other places, but Bunia being affected by Ebola, there was a hold on the vaccination campaign. So now we are starting again the campaign to protect children against this disease and using additional prevention and control of infection measures. So they can be safely vaccinated and we can try to save as many lives as possible in this context.
So we know that there's Ebola, we know that there's measles, there's also violent clashes happening there. They've been resurgent recently and that's displaced 400,000 people. How on earth are you reaching them?
Yeah, the number are coming from IOM and UNHCR. This is very complex to population to reach because of security. Some of them are in very hard to reach location. And some special arrangements are being made with partners so we can provide as much as possible community-based and leverage local resources to provide support. But many others are already in Bunia town and where there are displaced camps that are growing. And that's where these children, these women are reachable already. And that's where we are starting to provide the support.
So how many children are you targeting in Bunia, for example, and how many in Ituri province? Bunia is the largest city in Ituri province, isn't it, in northeastern Democratic Republic of the Congo?
So the number I'm going to give you is for Bunia because we are still doing the exact estimate for the rest of the provinces. But for Bunia, we are starting with 27,000 children which are living in the hotspots of the measles outbreak. So that's the first sequence of the campaign. And we will expand to 67,000 children to cover all Bunia.
I see. And at the moment, you say you've gone north of Bunia. You are in Ariwara. That's a small town. Why have you gone to Ariwara?
We went to Ariwara because there was a new cases of Ebola 10 days ago that was notified coming from Beni, which means that several operations need to be scaled up to control the outbreak and to see how the systems, the national system, the health system is already prepared to, on one hand, organize the care for and the response for the control of the Ebola epidemic, as well as to see how the health system can continue deliver on the primary health care during this period.
And how difficult is it to diagnose measles, given that it looks a lot like Ebola and vice versa?
So that is why we are doing this triage. Anything that would suggest that it could be a disease like measles or Ebola would not be vaccinated and would be referred for further investigation by the Ebola response team. So we're not putting children at risk by vaccinating. Then after there is an entire system of triage in the primary health system that is in place and supported to allow frontline worker to identify cases that are at risk of Ebola and the ones that are not at risk of Ebola but still need to be treated. And the ones that are at risk of Ebola are then supported by the Ebola response to go through further investigation, becoming suspect cases.
And what is the reception that UNICEF and other health workers are getting when you say to local communities that there is this measles outbreak, which is countrywide, we should say? I mean, there has been suggestion that people are, you know, not particularly happy to see more people come in lab coats and surgical equipment saying that they need an injection.
So, of course, Ebola is making everything more complex, and I think that's the purpose of putting all these additional measures in place. But I will not underestimate the knowledge of the communities that starts to be more and more cognition and understand what is the complexity of Ebola. Measles is a disease that they are very well aware of, and they were looking for and asking for the measles campaign. So we have very good responses from the mothers bringing their children for this campaign. So the ball is more in our hands. So we need to make sure that the response is adapted to the need of the community, that the community is, I think, ready to be engaged and to contribute for Ebola and beyond and all the other public health concerns they are facing.
What would you say, you're a health specialist with UNICEF, what's the biggest challenge for you? What have you found in Democratic Republic of the Congo, in Ituri province particularly?
I think now the biggest challenge is the multiplicity of crises, public health crises that are happening concurrently. And the fact that we need more and more support resources, and we got some additional resources, but we're not getting the sufficient level of support yet. And I think that would be the key challenge we are facing. And I feel all the frontline workers, all the authorities are fully committed to respond to the needs of the population, but we need more support.